So where we are right now is we have four different randomized phase three clinical trials that demonstrate that a multi-targeted strategy with chemotherapy plus hormonal therapy is of benefit. The lead, I would say, is in terms of the design and everything else is charted. There's obviously Zhitag also and Stampede also reaffirming the benefit of chemo. However, I would like to point to your audience is that when we designed Charted, it was designed with a certain thing in mind, is to look at whether the disease prognostic features, as in the volume of cancer and its location, whether that in fact impacts on the outcomes, because there was many data from intergroup SWOG-led clinical trials evaluating LHRH therapy or orchiectomy with or without an antiandrogen, demonstrating that in fact location matters, and data from MD Anderson indicating that the number of lesions in addition to the locations is a factor. And so we kind of combined these two criteria to come up with the charted design. And as I said earlier, that the updated data that was presented at GU ASCO and was published reaffirmed the fact that the number of lesions, the volume of disease and its location has an impact, and there's no clear advantage in the low volume, low risk patients.
Could I just clarify one thing about that? And you referred to it earlier when you were talking about the case. And I have to say that, you know, for the general medical oncologist who has a long history dealing with breast cancer, and the whole concept of relative risk reduction, which you then apply in breast cancer to the absolute risk, that's kind of been ingrained in us for a long time. And when things like Charted came along, to me, it kind of didn't make sense. It seemed like the lower volume disease, maybe, you know, the absolute benefit might be different or might be lower, but it still seemed like logical that the relative risk would still kind of be the same. Is that not the case?
That's really not the case. And this is updated data that I believe it was published and presented at an earlier GU ASCO. And I think biologically, and again, I am right now sort of more thinking loud, but I don't have 100% proof. Having said that, I think biologically it may make sense, which is basically the disease that tends to be more mellow, maybe much more AR driven, as opposed to a disease that is behaving in a more aggressive manner and sort of the renegade kind of manner, where not everything in it is AR-driven. And I think that could be one factor.